Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Q&A session started.
Well, God bless you. I'm delighted to be here tonight. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and I'm coming live to you from no other than Phillipsburg, New Jersey tonight. We are on our Word for the Day broadcast ministry as well as the prayer line. I'm telling you right now, I don't know where you're at, what you're doing, but you need to be calling in and tuning in. I'm telling you, I got a word for you on tonight. I want to share with you. We're going to be praying, amen. We're going to be praying and for the church and for leaders, amen, for this nation, for the family members that have lost their loved ones recently in this catastrophe with the terrorists and things that's going on around the world and Turkey and some of the other parts of the world. But praise God, we're going to pray, amen, even what's going on in our area. You need to be on the line right now. You don't want to miss this word. I'm telling you, God has a word for you tonight. Amen. I want to start out by just thanking and praising God for everyone that had kept me in prayer during the time I was under the weather. Praise God. You know, I know God's a healer. Amen. And we don't give no credit to the enemy, but we give God all the glory, all the praise. Amen. So we just want to thank you for just standing in the gap, amen, standing in the gap with the man of God, amen, amen. I'm telling you right now, you need to just, I'm waiting because we're going to just wait for a few more people just to call in, amen. I'm telling you, God is up to something, what I tell you, amen. He is up to something, that's right, and I'm telling you right now, if you can hear my voice, you need to be on this line. I'm telling you, you need to be here right now. Praise God. I'm about to go ahead and get into this broadcast. And I'm going to let you know God is good. God is able. And I'm looking for everyone, all my friends from the tri-state area and all my family members from all around just to be on this broadcast today. Amen. We're going to get into it. Amen. Praise God. Listen, let's go ahead and pray. Let's go ahead and just open up the prayer line right now. You know prayer changes things. How many of you know that prayer, it changes things? Amen. Last night when I was on the line, they were saying that they couldn't hear me, but I'm glad tonight we are ready and they can hear me. Amen. My voice wasn't articulated loud enough, I guess, but I'm back. Someone say he back. Hey, amen. You better believe it. Amen. God is good. Listen, I see that I put down the wrong number, so let me get the right number because y'all going to be mad with Pastor right about now. I see there's a wrong number out there, and y'all going to be calling the wrong place at the wrong time. I was wondering why I didn't see nobody online. Amen. But, you know, the devil is alive. We're going to get that right. Oh, my goodness. That's the right number right there. Okay. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. You know God is a good God. We're going to get it right. Let folks know that we have the right number at the right time, at the right place. I can't take too much time, amen, but I wanted to post that out. I noticed that there was a wrong number out there, and people are trying to call, and they're not getting through because guess what? They got the wrong number unless they're tuning in to the Block Talk Radio online. But let me get this thing right real quick, you know, because I know that I have a word for you, amen. The enemy will do anything to try to stop it. Praise God. Well, let me go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for everything that you're doing and that you're about to do. Lord, we ask you right now, as I decrease, you increase, Lord. You have your way in everything that's done and said on tonight. Lord, I give you the glory, the honor, and praise on tonight, Lord. And I say, Lord, just have your way. Let your will be done, even right now. We thank you right now, Lord, for everything that you are doing. Oh, Lord, we lift you up right now in the magnificent name of Jesus. I know, I'm more than sure that there's many of people out there that know the word of prayer, amen. And I'm praying for families. I'm praying for the leaders. I'm praying for this country and this nation, amen. That, hallelujah, that God will just remember us in our shortcomings, Lord, that you will just forgive them that have went aside and, Lord, have forgot about you and have turned their backs, Lord, that they will have a repentive heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would touch them on tonight, Father. Lord, we need you like never before, and we just humbly ask you, Lord, for forgiveness, Lord, that you would have mercy upon the souls and mercy upon this country. Lord, that you would just continue this to have your way, Father, in the magnificent name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Oh, Lord, we lift you up right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, beloved, I want to talk to you tonight on the five circles of commitment. The five circles of commitment. Well, you might be saying, well, what are those five? What is it? What is the five circles of commitment? Well, we've got the community. We have a crowd, congregation, committed, and the core. Amen. And one of the things I teach people, and I've been teaching people at Citywide Church of God, amen, is the objective is to keep moving people towards the center by encouraging personal spiritual commitments. Amen. Personal spiritual commitments. Specifically, we call people to the five basic commitments and disciplines. Amen. And first of all, I'd like to say to you, beloved, that the strategy, we go into the book of 1 Corinthians 9:22. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. And Apostle Paul said, I have, in short, become all things to all men, that I might by all means at all costs and in any and in every way save some by winning them to faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to tell you, beloved, that the five, amen, disciplines, this is what I tell my church at Citywide Church of God, the five disciplines, amen, are, let me go through it real quickly with you on tonight, praise God. There are five basic spiritual disciplines or habits that are conducive to spiritual growth and the development that every Christian must master in order to grow and develop as God desires. You know that I said as God desires, not as man desires, but as God desires. And see, the first one, amen, is spiritual discipline, is faithful church attendance. Now, I want you to understand that I'm going to go over these 5 points, but the first spiritual discipline is faithful church attendance. Now, I want you to understand that you take advantage of every opportunity to fellowship with God's people and learn about him, right? So we know we come into the house of the Lord to learn about God, but also we have what we call sister talk, and we have men of direction are designed, amen, to provide opportunities to fellowship, to bond, to learn, and to grow spiritually. You should also take advantage of Sunday worship services and Wednesday Bible study or Tuesday Bible study. The whole idea is to get involved and to be active. Amen. We have to not just be present and don't do nothing. You just can't be there. You have to become actually activated and also be attendee. You have to be an attendee. Okay. The second spiritual discipline or habit is to develop a daily time of prayer. How many of you have a daily time of prayer? See, let me explain something to you. It's extremely, extremely important to discipline yourself to a set aside a time when you can meet with God and talk with him on a daily basis. This will provide strength, encouragement, and direction. How many of you have a specific time when you and God on a regular basis meet, the same time every day? It's important that you understand you must have a daily time of prayer. The third thing I want to discuss is personal Bible reading, studying, and memorization. How many of you, amen, are reading the Bible? How many of you are studying the Bible? How many of you are memorizing scriptures? of God's word. This discipline, amen, along with others, will provide you strength against succumbing to the temptations that every Christian must face. See, none of us are exempt, amen, from temptation. But the most important thing you must understand, praise God, is that one of the things that we are talking about are the five disciplines of commitment, of the five circles of commitment. So far we spoke about the first one, which is faithful church attendance, and the second one, which was daily time of prayer. You must have a set time of prayer with God, amen. And the third one was personal Bible reading, studying, and memorization. Now, the fourth area I want to discuss on the spiritual discipline is that of ministry. Now, you find a place to serve in the church. Everyone should put their hand to a good work. You got to find a place and to serve in the church when you use your gifts. See, I was teaching this on tonight from the book of 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter about how God has given us, we are all members of the body, but God has given us all different type of gifts to edify the church. So when we use your gifts and abilities to serve others, you are strengthening your gifts, and you're also developing and you're being refined. See, we have to understand this is not a solo thing. This is not all about me and how what I can get out of it. No, it's not about that. It's about us edifying the church one with another. Amen. But you got to be a part of the ministry. We all can do something in the church. Amen. And the fifth discipline, amen, is to share your faith with others. To share your faith with others. You know, I was telling many people not too long ago, I said, you know who's very committed when they come to sharing their faith and going out there to witness? Yeah, Jehovah Witness. They'll knock on your door every week. They are on point. They're on time. I mean, they will not miss a beat. I remember when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, they would be at the bus terminal. And I'm telling you, they had squadrons. But the thing is, so are the Mormons, you know, Latter-day Saints. But why aren't the people of God in the church, why aren't we going out there, praise God, and evangelizing? Why aren't we out there just sharing our faith with others and inviting them to church? You know, I don't know. You know, Jesus said, you be ashamed of me before people or before men. Should I say it that way? That he's going to be ashamed of you before his Father. But check this out. The whole idea, beloved, is that this activity of sharing your faith with others, what it does, it actually produces joy, strength, and reinforcement of your faith. You see, we are all committed to continue to grow, amen, in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. According to 2 Peter 3:18, we are commanded to take the time and trouble to keep yourself spiritually fit. You know, we think about not only, you know, the physical part, but, yeah, we have to be able to exercise physically, spiritually. We should be equipped to get out there on the field, amen. And the book of 1 Timothy 4 and 7, talking about, you know, as far as your spiritual fitness and developing the right spiritual habits will also ensure that our growth and development will continue to blossom. Now, I want to say to you tonight, beloved, that I was speaking to a sister, amen, I ran into tonight. I was coming out the store, and you see, talking about sharing the faith, amen, I remember her two beautiful children, they were dancing in the church with us, and, you know, time has it, things happen, you know, but I was telling her, come back to church. You know, she never had an opportunity as a parent to visit our ministry, amen. But the kids were like, Mom, I want to come back. We want to dance and everything. But as we were talking, see, that's why I say, you never know who you're going to run into, who's going through something. But as I was talking, God started to minister to this woman, amen. And I didn't know nothing about what was going on in her life, but God started revealing things to me, amen. And as I was able to minister to this woman, to God, amen, and pour into her spirit, you know, she was astonished. She said, how did you know that I told her that God told me to tell you to start reading the book of Psalms, amen. God is telling me to tell you to go read certain scriptures, amen. And she said, how did you know that? My Bible's open in Psalms 91. I said, because I didn't know that, but the Holy Spirit is directing me to tell you, amen, that he heard your prayers, amen. You're not by yourself, amen. Sometimes we've been going through some heartaches and troubles, praise God, and, you know, we feel as if sometimes we're all by ourselves, amen. We've been praying and crying that nobody knows about these tears, amen, but God said that I heard your cry. I know what you're going through, and you're not alone, amen. And I want you to know on tonight, we have to share our faith, amen. We got to share our faith with others. It's our testimony that's going to help somebody in their time of trouble, amen. And see, you know, one of the other things I wanted to share with you on tonight, praise God, I hope you're getting something, but I come to find out, amen, that not only is it a strategy, but we also have to have a structure and conduct. You see, in the book of 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, it says, let there be harmony. Watch this. Let there be real harmony among you, so there won't be any split. Uh-oh, watch this word here, split in the church. I plead with you to be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. This is coming from the TLB version. But I want you to understand, we as the body of Christ need to be united as one. There should be no split, no many churches within the church. No little cliques on the side, amen. But we should all have the same mindset, working for the same purpose, amen. And, you know, most importantly, amen, that when we come together, because what the Bible declares, it says that one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. What's going on, Zion? Why aren't we there? Because, see, I come to find out, amen, that there are a lot of things that's getting in the way, such as pride, such as, you know, our feelings being hurt, because we have not got to a place where we can humble ourselves before God and just surrender. It's all about surrendering and being humble, submissive, the humility that God tells us we should have, the love, the agape love. But you see, I've been teaching and telling folks, especially in our church, that how our church should be structured, you know, and the structure of the church should not be determined by culture, business, practices, or even denominational traditions. See, that's when we have a lot of problems, when folks say, well, you know, we should do it the way that they used to do it, or, you know, we can run it like a business, or we should try to do the way it is. No, we can't. We got to do it the way God told us. The nature of the church determines its structure. I hope you got that. Write that word. Write this down. The nature of the church determines its structure. What you mean, man of God? For example, the church is a fellowship. This is where we fellowship with one another, right? Amen. So they continue steadily learning the teaching of the apostles and joined in the fellowship. Look at Acts, the second chapter, verse 42. You see, God laid out the blueprint, but sometimes man be trying to redesign the blueprint, redesign everything God gave us. Well, you know, but he gave us everything we need to do. See, our top priority in fellowship is harmony and unity. Excuse me, I'm going to say it again. Give me a bottle of water, please. Harmony and unity is the top priority in fellowship. Make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. That's what it says in Ephesians 4 and 3. To keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. So let us concentrate on the things, amen, that make for harmony and the growth of our fellowship together. Romans 14 and 19. See, God's word is right there. He's telling us what we need to do. any attitude that causes disunity is sin. I'm going to say that again, beloved. Any attitude that causes disunity is sin. Let's examine a select few of the following scriptures. Now, I want you to understand, even Colossians 3:15, it says, "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful." In Corinthians 1:10, it says, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, I appeal to you by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to stop arguing among yourselves. Let there be real harmony so there won't be divisions in the church. I plead with you to be of one mind, united in thought and purpose." I have many other scriptures that I can probably give you. You can go and check out in your leisure. But see, I want you to understand what God is saying on tonight. We have to be in unity. We have to have this one mindset, amen. We have to walk in harmony and in unity, praise God. And these are the things that I tell folks at Citywide Church of God, that we focus on ways to involve everyone in the ministry. And if you are a leader on tonight, you got to encourage people to be involved in the ministry. Amen. We do not have a lot of rules designed to keep people out of leadership. We have specific classes to prepare people for membership and ministry. These are the things that we should have established. Why? Because when you get new members, you want to let them know what the doctrine of the church is and how to, you know, all about what we believe and our missions. You want to teach them so they know how to operate in the ministry. So we have specific classes to prepare people for membership and ministry. We encourage people to find their gifts and use them in their ministry. See, everyone has a ministry. Like I said, everyone has a ministry, praise God. So we have to encourage people to find out the gifts, learn how to use them, teach them, and then let them operate. We train people for carrying out the work of the ministry. These are the things that we teach at our ministry, but also I want to share this with you because you can add that. See, the church is a family. There's so much I want to get into. I can't do it all tonight, but the church is a family. I'm just going to stop on that, and I'm going to come back to the beginning, but the church is a family. You should be like one big happy family, full of sympathy towards each other, loving one another with tender hearts and humble minds. Look at what it says. That's what it says in 1 Peter 3:8. Go to Galatians 6:10. Hebrews 2:10-12. 1 Peter 4:17. So we operate on the basis of relationships, not rules. So that's what messes up a lot of people. They got all these man-made rules. We operate on the basis of relationships and not rules. The church is led by pastors, elders, with a senior pastor having the primary oversight of the local church, along with associate pastors and ministers to assist him. You see, and as a pastor must manage his own family and see that his children obey him with proper respect, if anyone does not know how to manage his family, how can he take care of God's church? That's in the book of 1 Timothy 3:4-5. So we understand that there's a lot of requirements that are expected, and you have to be able to demonstrate and live by. We have to be the example. The church is a body. I told you earlier, I was talking about that in 1 Corinthians 12 about the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, and all about us being one body, many members. You know, it's so important that you understand who we are and what we are. Amen. And we are a body, not a business. I want you to get this in your spirit. We are a body and not a spirit. Excuse me. We are a body and not a business. Excuse me. We are an organism and not an organization. Amen. I was looking at the time on the radio station here. We got about 5 minutes, but on our prayer line, we'll be able to extend this information. So if you're on the prayer line, you call in on the 712 number, you'll be able to continue to hear the rest of us. But we're going to continue to do you that's on the radio broadcast right now, 347. You'll be able to hear up to like another 4 minutes, then you need to go to our 712 number. Amen. Praise God. But the church is the body. So therefore, we function on the basis of spiritual gifts, not elected offices. I want to say it again. We function on the basis of spiritual gifts, not elected offices. You know, in the book of Romans 12, chapter 12, verses 4 and 6, it says this here. It says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We each have different gifts according to the grace given to us. See, and I want you to understand, even at our church, through our church of God, one thing I tell folks is this here, that we have a simple structure so we can maximize ministry and minimize maintenance. Amen. So God gave some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of ministry so that body of Christ may be built up. Amen. And so, beloved, as I was saying earlier, the five circles of commitment: community, crowd, congregation, committed, and care. Remember, and like I said earlier, those five areas are: the first spiritual discipline is faithful church attendance, daily time of prayer, personal Bible reading, study, and memorization. The fourth spiritual discipline is that of ministry, and the fifth one was share your faith with others. You know, and as I stated in the beginning, that the objective is to keep moving people toward the center by encouraging personal spiritual commitments. Specifically, we call people to those five basic commitments and disciplines. Amen. Listen, I want to let you know, you that's on the radio, since I have you on the radio, God bless you. I don't know who you are. I know you're from New York. Amen. I want to thank you for being on the radio show today, listening live from the Word for the Day Broadcast Ministries. And I want to thank God for those that are listening on our prayer line. We're going to get ready to start praying for some folks out there. And I want to say, if you have a prayer request,
Q&A session is over.
Our phones on the prayer line, and you that's on the radio broadcast, I got less than 2 minutes. If you hit the number one, if you got a prayer request, just let me know, and I'll light up in the studio, and I'll be able to take your prayer request. Praise God. If not, in less than 2 minutes, we're going to go back into the prayer line. And you that's on the radio broadcast, you can join us at 712-775-7035. And the code is 706-559-pound. Amen. Listen, if you would like to email us, you can email me at Pastor Thompson at citywidecog.org. Amen. That's Pastor Thompson at citywidecog.org. Amen. And we look forward to seeing you sometime throughout this week. Amen. God bless you on the radio broadcast. We are about to go back into the prayer line. Amen. Well, beloved, we want to just thank you that's on the prayer line tonight. Amen. And I see we have several people out here on the prayer line. Amen. I want to ask you right now, if there's anyone out here that has a prayer request, to make it known at this time. Amen. Anyone have a prayer request? If not, we're going to go ahead.
I do.
Hello, God bless you. What's your name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, how are you?
I'm fine.
Amen. What's your prayer request, woman of God?
I got married in March of this year, but my husband is doing time, and it's just it's just so much going on that it's just, I find it hard for me to stay, just stay committed and to stay close, you know, to keep my family together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm just asking for strength. Like I'm doing a lot. I bought a foreclosed house, you know, trying to be closer to where he is so that our children can be closer together. I bought a foreclosed